But, like, for example, last year I much preferred Ant-Man to Age of Ultron, because Age of Ultron was... It had too many characters, it wasn't plotted particularly well. The kind of, I don't know, there wasn't really enough substance to it. But Ant-Man is a great little story. It's got humour, it's got all those kind of elements of a blockbuster I remember from when, you know, when I was a teenager or first going to the cinema, and, you know, those kind of really sense of excitement you get at a film, but kind of more like a roller coaster than, like, I don't know, a Dostoevsky novel or something.
But even the big ones, I mean, things like The Winter Soldier and the Avengers films, which we're now just casually slagging off as being too serious or whatever, those are known for having jokes in them. I mean, Joss Whedon's Avengers screenplay was pretty jokey.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
So it's not as if these things don't have humour.
The DC films seem to be very po-faced and lacking in humour. Certainly, Dark and Moody Superman was a real bum note, which I didn't really like.
Yeah, they've taken care to include a couple of jokes in the Batman v Superman trailers, and, you know, they did that Suicide Squad trailer, which was all, we're playing Queen, we're having a party, she's smashed a window in a funny way. So, yeah, I don't know whether
they
finally realised that sometimes these things can be vaguely fun.
I think so. I think certainly that, obviously, the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy was enormously successful and critically loved and also adored by the fans. But I think people now realise that in a world after the Joss Whedon Avengers movie, saw superheroes sold in the charisma of, you know, Robert Downey Jr. sort of wisecracking from Mark Ruffalo or Samuel Jackson, that you don't, you know, maybe it's not so good to be so po-faced and serious all the time, that a bit of humour helps. Also, the thing about, like, Captain America Winter Soldier is a film I really like, and it's not got as many jokes as, say, Ant-Man, but it's got this sense of fun in it, even though it's serious. And there is, like, you know, there's a serious action and dark plot on it. It's kind of just got this, you know, yeah, it's got this real sense of fun in it, whereas Batman doesn't really have any sense that we're having some fun with this character. Then my favourite superhero one, I don't know if it really, I guess it's a superhero film, certainly a Marvel comic property, is Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah, which is fun, funny, and has, like, a serious sort of action story in it.
That was, like, again, in the terms of narrative, that was sort of framed as underdog, I guess. It was because it's quite an obscure Marvel property. It barely had a comic for a few years, never mind a film. So it was viewed as a bit of a risk, but people really took to it because, I guess, it was a bit more offhand and funny.
Yeah, exactly, that's it. And also that was kind of sold as kind of... I can't remember, what was the other superhero? It was Thor Dark World that year. It was sold very much as, okay, you've had a lot of films in the continuity. Now we're going to do something different. Now we're going to do something that's a bit more lighthearted. You know, now we're going to do something that, in some ways, poke funs at the conventions of the Marvel films. Like, you know, the post-credits scene for Guardians of the Galaxy is, like, introduces, like, Howard the Duck. It's funny. It's the idea that, like, you know, we're just going to poke fun at that normal expectation for a Marvel movie, that if you wait to the end of the credits, you'll get, you know, War Machine or something will turn up to introduce his next film.
Yeah, that's the appeal of Deadpool. It's in that tradition, only more so. And yeah. I mean, I guess if you're advancing competition in the market, it's good to see Fox actually doing something that influences the market and takes it in a new direction after making Fantastic Four, which flopped, and various X-Men films, which have just sort of potted along.
Yeah, and Deadpool also has that element of it plays around with the conventions and that. Yeah, there's a post-credits joke bit for Deadpool. Yeah, again, it's, you know, again, playing with the expectation of what you get from a film with a Marvel character in it.
I think taking the Mickey out of post-credit scenes is almost low-hanging fruit at this point.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that's kind of been done.